With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is piling more onto Secretary of State Rubio's plate, Mr. Trump naming America's top diplomat interim national security advisor. The president plans to nominate current advisor Mike Waltz as a U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Vice President Vance hits the road, rallying hardworking Americans behind the president's economic policies. Vance addressing a group of steel workers in South Carolina.
Why don't we rebuild America's middle class? Why don't we rebuild American manufacturing? And why don't we rebuild American industry just like you're doing right here? And isn't it nice to have an administration that supports you for a change?
Communist China continues to gripe about the president's drive to level the playing field when it comes to trade. Another fiery message, this time from China's Commerce Ministry.
A ministry statement reiterated China's stance that is open to talks, but also that Beijing is determined to fight if it must. It said one-sided tariffs of up to 145% remain an obstacle, undermining trust. The statement cited an unnamed ministry spokesperson as saying that Beijing had taken note of various statements by senior U.S. officials indicating a willingness to negotiate over tariffs. But it emphasized that China would regard overtures without a change in President Donald Trump's sharp tariff hikes as insincere. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Big Bird and Ernie being taken off the public dole. President Trump has signed an executive order ending taxpayer funding of PBS and NPR. Quoting a White House statement today, the media landscape is filled with abundant, diverse, innovative news options, making government funding of news media outdated, unnecessary, and corrosive to journalistic independence. Stand by for the jobs report, the government's April employment update due out shortly. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 187 points. This is SRN News. During the first 100 days of the new administration, President Donald Trump and his Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have been rallying Americans to MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. And while traditional health care plans continue to flourish, a growing number of Christians are turning to so-called health share ministries. One of the largest is MediShare, and Dr. Ian Day is its chief medical officer.
MediShare is a healthcare sharing ministry, an accredited ministry that helps a community of believers share in their medical expenses. And in doing so, this allows members to participate in a God-honoring type of healthcare. There's peace of mind knowing that your contributions will be going to pay for things that don't conflict with your faith.
MediShare bills itself as a quality, faith-based healthcare ministry that aligns with the values of its primarily Christian members. This is SRN News. This is not a recall you want to ignore, because doing so could prove very dangerous and downright painful.
Shark Ninja is recalling more than 2 million pressure cookers sold in the U.S. and Canada after consumers reported over 100 burn injuries spanning from a hazard that can cause hot food to spew out. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Ninja-branded Foodies OP300 series multifunction pressure cookers have a lid that can be opened while the cooker is in use. That can cause hot contents to escape, posing serious burn risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
ExxonMobil's first quarter profit slumped to the lowest level in years. Stung by weaker crude prices and higher costs, the oil and gas giant earned $7.71 billion for the 3 months ending March 31st. The results did beat Wall Street's expectations. More details at srnnews.com.